I mean, their numbers are put at 70,000, but actually I think the number is far greater. They can put hundreds of thousands of people on the street. So I think they'll want to show, look, we're really important. Don't take us for granted. We can really paralyze Iraq if we want. So if you want our ceasefire to resume, you can't use it as an excuse to attack us.
Now, you were nearly killed by the Mahdi Army militia in 2004. What happened to you?
It was a very sort of nasty incident, but one very typical and one that affects Iraqis on a daily basis. This was in April 2004. I was going to Kufa, which is a city just outside Najaf, and I was stopped by a Mahdi Army checkpoint. Now, I was wearing a sort of disguise. I was wearing a kafir, an Arab headdress, actually not against the Mahdi Army, but against some Sunni militia. There are a lot of dangerous towns just to the north of there. And we stopped, and they were in a very agitated mood because there was fighting nearby with American forces. They dragged me out of the car. They started shouting, "American spy, American spy." And some of them were trying to drag me and the two Iraqis with me away. And there seemed a moment that they were going to shoot us. Then finally, one of them, to my enormous relief, said, well, let's check with our sheikh. That's really the local leader in the mosque. So they sort of seized control of our car. All the gunmen got into a car, took their cars, and we went to the local mosque. And after that, things began to get better. But tens of thousands of Iraqis have died in exactly similar circumstances. They've been at the wrong checkpoint at the wrong time, and they've ended up in the local morgue.
Now, your driver in that incident, am I pronouncing his name correctly, Basim?
That's right, yeah.
He was Sunni. And you say he wasn't able to go home because the Mahdi army, led by Muqtada al-Sadr, had taken over his neighborhood. So it was now a Shiite neighborhood, and so Sunnis like him were no longer welcome there. So how did that change his life?
Well, it transformed his life, and it really ruined his life. Here was a man who didn't have much money. His only possession was really his house, which was in the Jihad area of Baghdad, which was mixed, but mainly Shia. The Mahdi army took it over. He fled to Syria. Then he came back, and his neighbors, Shia neighbors, immediately said, get out, or if the Mahdi army comes back, they'll kill you. So he went and lived in a Sunni neighborhood, and his house was taken over by Shia families. And even now, although things are meant to have improved, he thinks there's no chance of getting it back.
And that story is typical of lots of people in Iraq now, right, who can't go back to their home because it's been taken over by the other ethnic group.
Exactly. I mean, you have some people going back within areas which, let's say, are entirely Sunni. If you're Sunni and you're coming back from Syria, you return to an area which is entirely Sunni, maybe you're okay. But in areas that were formerly mixed, if you've lost your house, it's very unlikely you'll get it back. It's even dangerous to ask for it back, because then the people who have the house may consider you a threat and may want to do something to you. I know of several cases where there have been revenge killings, both of people who've taken over houses and people who've asked for their houses back.
Do you agree with the people who say that part of the reasons why things are quieter in Iraq is because basically there's been a form of ethnic cleansing? Mixed neighborhoods are no longer mixed. They've been taken over by one ethnic group or another, so conflict within that neighborhood has been reduced?
Yes, there's no doubt in my mind that this is true. The number of mixed areas in central Baghdad and east Baghdad went right down in 2006. Mostly it was Sunni being driven out, sometimes Shia, but mostly Sunni being driven out. So at the time, non-Iraqis kept saying, I mean, in Britain and America kept saying there's no civil war, but there very obviously was a civil war in Baghdad and central Iraq. And it was a civil war that the Shia won. They were in a majority in Baghdad before, but now I think they control about 75% of the city.
I just want to get back to a second to Basim, who was your driver and couldn't return home because he was Sunni and the Shia had taken over his neighborhood. He tried to get out of Iraq and put every dollar he had into trying to get out and to get a pass.